Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Mr. Drew Hunshausen. Drew, why don't you take it from here?
I will. Thank you, Tanya, for the amazing introduction. Hello, everybody. I'm Drew Hunshausen, the No Excuses Blind Guy. I'm a motivational, inspirational speaker, and I want to thank everybody for listening here. I want to start off by telling you a little bit about my story. 17 years ago, at age 11, I was diagnosed with bacterial meningitis. I was in a coma for 3 months. About 10 days into my coma, the doctors called my parents in for family meeting. They told them that I didn't have much chance of surviving, and if I did survive, I'd most likely be a vegetable on a feeding tube for the rest of my life. Well, folks, I'm still here, and I don't think I'm a vegetable, at least I hope not, but I'm here to inspire you, because in a blink of an eye, I went from that healthy 11-year-old kid playing baseball and golf, student body president, to one suffering in a coma, as I said, for 3 months. I woke up totally blind, hearing impaired. I couldn't even sit up. It took 7 long years of physical therapy just to get to a fraction of where I am today. When I came home from the hospital after my long stay, I had moved my bedroom downstairs because I could no longer navigate stairs to make it up to my old bedroom. I had a hospital bed that, with a push of a button, went up and down, up and down. And because I was so weak, that was actually my sole entertainment during the day, pushing that button to bring my bed up and down, up and down. Because I was so weak, I could not make it back to school. And the school district sent homeschool teachers to my house for my whole 7th grade year. I had my classes in a combination of in bed and at the kitchen table. I had to go into the backyard in a wheelchair with a shower nozzle hooked to a hose to take my showers. It was frustrating because I wanted to get out, to play with my friends, to jump on my bike and ride to 7-Eleven. But I couldn't even see. I couldn't even hear. How could I do those things? Night after night, I cried myself to sleep, wailing out to the Lord, "Lord, what am I going to do with my life? I'm totally blind. I can't play baseball. I can't become a professional golfer anymore. What do you want me to do? I don't know." The amazing miracle of it all was night after night, I would go to bed with tears streaming down my face, only to wake up in the morning with a refreshed sense of purpose. No, I had no idea what that purpose was. No idea what the Lord had in store for me, what my purpose was, what I was going to do with my life. I just knew that I was not done on this earth yet. There was something more for me. So I went on. I went back to school in eighth grade. I was finally strong enough to get back on my feet. It was liberating to be back on campus. But at the same time, it was extremely frustrating and difficult for me. Because, yes, I was back on campus with my friends, with my peers. But because of my total blindness and hearing impairments, I had an assistant, and I could not seek out my friends on my own. They had to come to me. And unless they did, I was isolated. That feeling of isolation lasted through junior high and high school because I did not know how to seek those people out because I couldn't. Yes, I had some great friends that I hung out with. But as I got stronger and stronger and joined the swim team, found other methods of socializing, it did get better. But I still have those nights where I'd cry myself to sleep. I still didn't know what that purpose was that God had in store for me. In the morning, I would wake up knowing that it was there, that purpose existed. God had a plan for me, still not knowing what it was. I graduated from high school, went on to college, and I graduated from Long Beach State University with my bachelor's in sociology in 2012. It was, again, liberating, but scary, because I did not know what I was going to do. At that point, I had spoken a few places and knew that speaking was in my future, but not knowing what that meant. Folks, it's been a long journey. We all are on a journey, and metaphorically, we are all journeying blind, because even though you are not physically blind, you don't know what's coming next. You don't know if illness is going to hit you tomorrow, or if you might get hit by a car, or a loved one dies. Anything can happen. You have to live each day like it's your last. I only have a short time to talk to you today, so I want to ask you a couple questions. How many of you love to wake up early in the morning? Or maybe you're like me and are groggy in the morning, just want to hit that snooze button a few too many times. Well, I'd like to tell you about a couple simple exercises that can really help you in the morning to get your attitude shaped up, the attitude ready to move forward on your day. But before I do that, I want to introduce you to my angel. My angel is an acronym. And the first letter of my angel is A for attitude. As you get up in the morning, tiredly roll out of bed, the first exercise I want to introduce you to is a simple one, physical one. All you have to do is bounce up and down on your toes, or maybe stretch up high in the air. Move around a little bit. Get your blood flowing. It'll just take a couple minutes. But what I found this does is get you thinking about the day ahead, excited about the day ahead, ready to move forward. The next exercise I want to talk to you about. It's called the 10-10 exercise. All you need for this exercise is a piece of paper, or your computer, or a tablet, or your smartphone. Make two columns in a word processor. In the first column, write down 10 things that you are grateful or thankful for in your life. It could be things like the wonderful night you had with your spouse the night before, or your significant other. Or it could be the amazing sunrise that you're enjoying out the window this morning. Or it could be the wonderful health you're experiencing today and that you've been experiencing. Or maybe the opportunity that you have this semester to get good grades in your classes, or the promotion you got last week in your job. Write those things down. You can be writing the same things down each day. It doesn't matter. The important thing is to do it every day. In the second column, write down 10 things that you want to attract into your life. Maybe goals you have or things you are praying for. This could be things like you want to get an A in your biology class this semester, or you're really hoping, praying to get the promotion in your job this week, or maybe you really want to lose that 10 pounds this month before you go on your vacation. Write those things down. What this activity does for us, folks, is it helps us to focus on the things that we want in our lives, the things we are grateful for, rather than the problems we are having, the lack of things in our life. Because the truth is, when you think of it, it is impossible to be truly grateful and sad at the same time. Think about it for yourself. It is. Moving on to the next letter in my angel, N, for no excuses. And I'm the no excuses blind guy, so I guess you could say this is my signature letter. We all make excuses in our lives at one time or another. We say things like, I'm too slow. I'm not smart enough. I'm too old. I can't get that next promotion. I'm not good enough. I want to encourage you to stop making those excuses. Lessen those excuses, because when you do, you will be able to see your true potential. When you make those excuses, it just holds you back. It keeps you from moving forward. Yes, we are going to all have challenges in life. Probably most of you haven't experienced anything quite as significant as my story. But we all have challenges. When we can face those challenges head on and find out that the grass is going to be greener on the other side, live that attitude of gratitude and decrease our excuses, we will be able to live that life filled with joy, peace, and prosperity. I want to give you an example from when I was in college. I had to get all my textbooks and all my tests brailled. It was a frustrating thing because it's something I have to deal with each semester, each class, each test. Sometimes my tests didn't get brailled in time. I'd go to take my test, and I'd find out that it wasn't Braille. And I'd have to have someone read a complete test to me. Maybe it might be a biology test. And it was all multiple choice. 200 multiple choice questions read to you out loud. Because of my hearing loss, I didn't always know that I was hearing the questions right. I didn't always know that what was being read to me was accurate. But I had a choice. I could have said, oh, this isn't fair. Just give me an A in the class. Or I could have just given up and say, oh, college isn't for me. I'm going to give up. I'm not going to do this. It's too difficult. But folks, this is a metaphor for life. We can't give up. We got to plug through. Get through and see, as I said before, the grass is going to be greener on the other side. We need to wait and see what the next day is going to bring. Because I did graduate college. I did finish those tests. And I'm better for it. If I had made excuses, it would have held me back. I would have had to take those tests later or do something else. It wouldn't have been good. Now moving on to the next letter in my angel, G for gratitude. This is going to be a little bit shorter because I talked about gratitude when I talked about attitude. So I love the attitude of gratitude. But last week when I went to Starbucks, the man in front of me in line, and there's always a long line at Starbucks. I don't know if I've ever been to a Starbucks without a long line. But the man in front of me obviously had a problem with his order. Maybe, well, I think it was, the server had put too much sugar or too much milk in his coffee. And he was barking at the server, oh, I don't want that. You fix it right now. I'm not giving you a tip. Making a scene at the front of the line. Well, folks, when I got to the front of the line, I made an extra effort to be nice to that server. Because being thankful, having that attitude of gratitude, if that man would have been a little bit nicer, said, oh, I'm sorry. Can you fix that? I don't want so much milk in my coffee. I'm sure the server would have done it. And maybe next time that man went in, the server would have been able to make the coffee, would have tried extra hard to make the coffee the way he wanted it. It gets us nowhere to get angry, but when we have that attitude of gratitude, it can get us everywhere. The next letter in my angel is E for exercise. There's physical and mental exercise. I'm going to use another example from when I was in college. When I was in college for the first couple of years, I got plenty of mental exercise, as I'm sure whatever kind of school you're in, reading textbooks, going to class, listening to lectures, writing paper after paper, plenty of mental exercise. But for me, the physical exercise fell through the cracks. I would make excuses saying, I have to write this paper. I have to read this textbook. I have to go to class. I don't have time to exercise. But when I decided I needed to make a change and balance out my life with the physical and the mental exercise, I not only felt better physically, I lost weight, but I actually did better in my academic classes because I felt better about myself, my self-esteem. went up a lot. I really enjoy going to the gym now. I try to go several times a week. But since I cannot drive, I am fortunate to get dropped off, usually by a family member, in the morning. But when I go home, I have to arrange my own ride with public transportation. It's called paratransit. It's the curb-to-curb van service for the disabled. You have to arrange the service at least 24 hours in advance. And it's never perfect. They give you a half an hour window. If you want your ride at 11:30, they say, oh, well, we'll pick you up between 11:30 and 12. So I have to wait for a half an hour for the ride to come. They could come at 11:30 or they could come at 12. Oftentimes, though, it becomes 12:30 before they get there. Again, I have a decision. I could choose to say, oh, this is too frustrating. I'm not going to go to the gym anymore. It's not worth it. I'm just going to give up my exercise. Or I could be grateful that this paratransit, this ride exists that allows me to go to the gym at all. That's the decision I chose to make. No, it's not easy. It's not what I would have chosen, but it's what I did choose. Because I have that attitude of gratitude. I'm grateful. And I'm not trying to talk down to you at all. Because I struggled with this for a really long time to get to this point. I'm just encouraging you not to make those excuses with exercise or whatever it is. The last letter in my angel is L, for love yourselves and forgiveness. Now, I believe this letter encompasses all the other ones. Because if we do not first love ourselves and love others, how can we have a good attitude? How can we defeat our excuses? How can we be grateful or be persistent with getting our exercise? We first need to love ourselves. And I'm not talking about conceited love or being full of ourselves. I'm talking about knowing that you have what it takes to be successful. I want to end it here because I only have a short amount of time to talk to you guys. But thanks so much for listening. I want to leave you with a quote from one of my favorite motivators, Zig Ziglar. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. I want to leave you with my free guide, The 5 Keys to Living a No Excuses Life, filled with joy, peace, and prosperity. You can get it by going to my site, DrewsInspirations.com. That's DREWS with the word inspirations.com. And if you want to book me as a speaker for your next event, go to noexcusesblindguy.com/speaker to book me for an amazing speaker for an event. Folks, now I want to ensure you that the best is yet to come. Thank you.